Okay, let's begin, everyone. Let us begin. As we always need a reminder for Hilchos Lashon Hara, we always need a reminder to focus on ourselves and to remind ourselves how important it is to not get swept up. Of course, there are the Isurim. Am I waiting for the Yehuda? Am I waiting for you, or you guys are? Yeah. You're in or out? Sorry. Okay. No. We always need a reminder, I think, to the Yetzirah wants us to be distracted by other people and by everyone else's business. It's one of the things that I've said many times, that the reason people suffer is because they're in two businesses that don't belong to themselves, either the business of someone else or the business of Hashem. When you're in God's business or you're in someone else's business, that's, I don't mean suffer as in physical suffer or real suffering. I'm just saying our challenge is mainly when we try and control other people. Controlling oneself is hard enough as it is. Trying to control oneself, to try and control someone else is basically impossible. Or as the Gemara says, "Kshayt atzmacha va'achakach kshayt acherim." First, adorn yourself, fix yourself, and then fix others. And it's almost like, you know, our journey, as we said the other day, about even looking to change oneself is very, very hard, to change oneself. Our avoda is more to get to know ourselves, to really, as I've quoted from, I think, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter or from the Alter from Kelm, I could look it up for some. Actually, you know what, I'll look it up right now. So I'll be quoting it because this is where I got it from. Hopefully this will be quick. I'll share two of these statements that are very important. One second. Hold on. Number one is, here we go, from the Altar of Navarduk. Man wants to believe in himself and to understand God when in fact the goal is to believe in God and understand himself. That's from the Altar. I didn't make that up. That's from the Altar from the Vardak. Sure. I could send post where I saw this and where the quote's in English, but it's quoted from the sort, from a source. Oh, it's on there? From the source. I could send it to you. Man wants to believe in himself and to understand God when in fact, believe in God and learn to understand yourself. That's the Altar. The Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, a person lives with himself for 70 years, and after it is all over, he still does not know himself. Okay, that's Rabbi Yisrael Salanter saying that in the 1800s. Could you imagine? You know, that's without phones, distractions that we have. So could you imagine how a person could live his whole life and never get to know himself? The story that I've always told over, and I love saying it over, when I remember this in the five towns, when I was in yeshiva there, I think I was married in Kollel. I remember I ate by where CVS is, by Gourmet Glot over there, that corner store. I don't know what it is now. I don't know. It's still a pizza shop. It was a Fleishik place run by a Taimani. I remember him telling me, anyone who's dated back to the Five Towns for sure will remember the restaurant, what it was. Maybe Yossi's Grill. No, is that more? That's more Heintig. That's now they have Yossi's Grill. They don't have Yossi's Grill. So maybe it was Yossi's Grill. I don't remember. The guy was a Taimani. I remember him telling me that when they lane, they actually still do the Targum, which I think Taimanim do. But I remember going in there one day, and I remember seeing this father sitting with his son. Many of you have heard the story, but I love saying over the story. And he came in with his son. I was out either with a friend or maybe my wife. I don't remember exactly my situation. And I see this guy sitting down with his son. And this is like the pre-BlackBerry. You guys know what BlackBerries are, right? This is pre. And the guy actually had a wire, right? How primitive of a person he was. He actually had an earpiece with a wire attached to his phone, right? And he was sitting there out with his son for lunch. And I remember I was so sad. It was like bittersweet because it was so beautiful to see a man taking his son out for lunch. The only problem was that what? He was on his phone the whole time. And I kept on remember a feeling. I don't think I was so in touch with my feelings back then. It wasn't as popular as it is right now to be in touch with your feelings, but to try and be in touch with your feelings. But I remember inside like getting frustrated, like he's right in front of you. It's almost like don't even take him out to lunch. You know, you take him out to lunch. I show you that video last year, right? Yehuda, I remember you being in there. I show you that picture of that little kid on the plane, that little girl on the plane. I still have the video. I don't know where I have it saved, that video. You got to see this video of this little three-year-old scrolling. The girl was still in diapers from a Jewish Orthodox family. This is not, you know, them. This is us. You know, she had her tablet. Is that what it's called? She had an iPad besides the screen of the movie, of the airplane, and her thing, and a phone going like this. He saw it. Did you see it? A guy saw it. So now why am I saying that? Oh, we're bad multitasking. Now, oh, someone's going to say, oh, we're bashing, we're being negative. Well, nothing, it's nothing, it's nothing. All, like I say all the time, I'm not anti that. I'm not anti the alcohol. I'm not anti the drugs. I'm not anti all the escapes. I'm pro knowing yourself. I'm pro reality, even though that word is already getting outdated. Forget even reality. I'm pro getting to know who you are, getting to sit and actually spend the time. Can I mention the message you left me or not? Is that okay? Yeah? The current message that you walked around? Yeah. Is that okay? So you know what you could share, Chaim? Me and Chaim were talking the other day about something to do, and I told Chaim, so first of all, I just want to say, the fact that Chaim listened to the advice, not that someone has to listen to my advice, but when you ask, a lot of times people will ask for advice, and then they don't follow the advice. So Chaim asked me for advice, and I gave him a little idea, and he did it. So first of all, amazing Chaim, just for that. Look at that, right? I know what it is for myself. Baruch Hashem, I work with amazing people, and one of the things that I try and do is to hear advice and to try and listen to the advice. There's no point to ask somebody for advice and not to take the advice. Chaim, you want to just share what it was? So this way, you're right here. You're the one who experienced it. So you want to just say what happened? You'd rather me do it? Okay. Basically, I told Chaim, why don't you walk around the Moshav without a phone, without anything, and just like experience a walk around one time, two times, whatever it was. And the reason I said that, and I'm going to give that advice to everybody over here, because what happens is when you learn to spend time with yourself, and again, underline the word learn, when you learn to spend time with yourself, so then you get to know yourself. How else is that father going to get to know his son? Not by taking him out to, I think it is actually Yossi's Grill. Sure, you'll find out for me. Right? I think it was Yossi's Grill. Great place. I mean, it doesn't exist over there anymore. Right? It's beautiful to go out with your son and sit with your son. But if you're not going to listen to your son, if you're not going to take out your phone, if you're not going to take away all the distractions, how are you ever going to get to know him? So forget your son. You don't even have a son yet. How about getting to know yourself? Kolschkein, for sure. Because if you don't have time set out that you're going to 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 45 minutes, 5 minutes to just sit with yourself. So how are you ever going to get to know yourself? I think what happens is, you know, we wait for the therapist and we wait for all the therapy to help us get to know ourselves, which is beautiful, which is amazing. That's once a week for 45 minutes, maybe an hour if you're lucky, which is beautiful. But on a daily basis, if a person can try and get to know himself, Lashon Hara is so incredible, because what Lashon Hara teaches us not to speak Lashon Hara is stay out of everybody else's business, and there's enough in your own business to really, really delve into. And the earlier you learn how to do it, this is going to be the segue to really the theme of what I want to talk about today. The earlier you really learn to get to know yourself, then you'll, Amir Tashem, be able to go on a date and you'll get to know your wife and you'll marry someone who also knows her and can share with you, and you guys could spend time. One of the biggest challenges that couples have nowadays is the fact that, you know, she's busy, you're busy, the children are busy, the phone makes you busy, the emails make you busier, the WhatsApp's even busier. So what it does is it just takes us away from spending time. How was your experience, Chaim, walking around the Moshav with nothing and just walking around? Was it positive? Why was it positive?
It's like sometimes you're in the bed on your phone, you don't like feel like your own presence, but like when you're by yourself without a phone and like walking around in nature, it just feels like you feel with yourself.
Right, you feel with yourself. And it's interesting. Thank you, Chaim. Thank you for sharing that. I want to say, and people, this is where we were talking Friday night over Shavzala. People think like, oh, it's so complicated, and I have all this trauma, and I have to, which is, I'm not, Binyamin today, maybe. Come on. No? Everyone's so shy. I'm not, when I say that, I just, Binyamin, tell me if I do a good job. Ari, you could pipe in as well if you want. You guys keep me in check. Binyamin, right? I'm not at all minimizing, gaslighting, whatever word you want to say, trauma, therapy, and getting deep. You know me. I love that, but I'm just telling you that's not going to fix it. That's not enough. Taking a walk around alone by yourself for a few minutes. The Ramchal, it's interesting, in Derech Etz Chaim, the Ramchal says, and again, this dates back to the 1700s, dates back and says, at least a person has to spend at least an hour. He says a person at least needs to spend, I'll read it where I got it from. I didn't make this up. Baruch Hashem opened up. It's actually the place right in there. Look at, you could testify, Rabbi, it's right there. Right there. Right? V'lama lo yasim alavavo afilu sha'achas. Gam lezois lachshov machsheves bimenu. Mahu. And he starts off by saying, Mahu. V'lama bala oilam. Then he goes, what does Hashem want for me? Mahu. First, that's the Ramchal, dating back to the 1700s, saying at least 1 hour. So let's not start with an hour. Start with 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. What we're doing right here, what are we trying to do? Okay, we're all together, so it's not really, but we're trying to like just connect and talk about things that are true things and to challenge that, to talk it out. It gives us just the time, just the space to get to know ourselves. Yeah, Zach.
So a line Rebbe said last year about reality that like really resonated with me, you said, authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes from one's connection to reality and not his escape from it.
Whoa! Holy cow! Holy cow! Holy mackerel! Oh my goodness! You said that better than I could say that. Yeah. I got to give you a hug for that one. That was incredible. That was incredible. That was incredible. That was incredible. Authentic, and that's not my own. That's not my own also. That was amazing. No wonder he has a notebook sitting there. Authentic. So again, authentic, sustainable happiness. Underline those words. Sustainable happiness. Let alone emotional health. Kolschkein, emotional health. I get to find where that source is, where I read this also from Dr. Lieberman. Oh, I think we have his book over here. Let alone emotional health comes from one's connection to reality, and I put in parentheses, even if that reality is difficult and challenging. Even if that reality is difficult and challenging. But that's where authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes not from one's escape from that. And I think that the first lesson in Lashon Hara, which we're going to learn a halacha in a moment, I don't want to say to be Yotzei, but maybe a little bit, just because I really want to hear from everybody here. I do want to talk about the Binyamin principle, which really connects a lot to what I want to talk about today. But let's do a quick halacha, shua go, and then we'll do the halacha.
Yeah. How does Rabbi understand Rabbi Yisrael Salanter?
That what?
He spent 70 years and he never knew himself.
Right, he wasn't saying. Yeah. It just shows. So, right. But it's not. Well, it's so what the Ramchal. That's a good point. The point is.
Why am I doing it? Just went a little
crazy. Right. Right. Also, yes, Rabbi Lazarus, I think also the point just is, as the Ramchal always says, Mesil Sharm always says this, the inertia, if that's the right word, the flow of reality, of life and the world, is to pull a person away from that. So even if a person is, you're literally swimming upstream. We'll talk about this when Rosh Hashanah a little bit, of the definition of a bird. There's a halachic definition of a bird that is kosher as opposed to a trefa. A trefa means an animal that cannot live beyond a year, basically. And the way to test if a bird is alive and considered a real live bird, not a trefa, is you put it, it's a shulchan aruch, that you put it in water, and see if it could swim against the current. That's called being alive. Being alive, as I've said many times, we're all dying. That's a fact. We are all actively, default, dying. As the Mishnah says, Ula'an ata, it's a diuk that I've learned from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Ula'an ata hoylech. The second you're born, you're naturally dying. Because you're getting, by default, closer to your grave. But who is living? Who is really alive? Just to exist and just to not go a little bit against the grain. And the grain is telling us not to know yourself. The grain is telling us don't get to know yourself. Don't get to understand yourself. So I think what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter a little bit is saying is that no matter how much time you're going to put, the world as we know it is total. And I'm not even talking about us. We spoke a little bit about Shabbos. We're Baruch Shem. We're in a teva. We're in an ark. There's a mabul out there. There is a real mabul out there in the world. And we're here. And even here in yeshiva, when you're in a place that screams, in a pneumious way that screams, get to know yourself. Take your time. Do what you got to do. You see how it could be difficult. And I'm copying this one. I have this pressure. And I'm this. And I'm that. And that's in a place that is so diverse and so accepting. And still it's difficult. Still it's difficult. Still it's challenging. Okay, we're going to get to the Binyamin principle in a second. Thank you, Shua. Shua Osina. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, a quick halacha, Lashon Hara. I'm just going to say this very quickly. I love this. This is like a chiddush a little bit. Lashon Hara, people don't realize, means that it's true. Or you think it's true. People think, oh, but it's true, so it's not Lashon Hara. No, that is what Lashon Hara is. Otherwise, it's motzi shem ra, which means you're saying something that's totally not true. But usually when people feel a certain way, like, oh, my roommate is always comes in at 3 in the morning and turns on the light and doesn't, you know, if you tell somebody else like that, but it's true. That's true. He does do that. He's not being sensitive to my sleeping. That is pure Lashon Hara. It's 100% Lashon Hara. Now, if you then go ahead and start saying, oh, he's self-centered and he doesn't care, that's already a different problem, because then you're already labeling something. If anyone knows this, I've had this, and I'm a little bit older than you guys. I've had someone tell me something about somebody 20 years ago, and it's still hard to get it out of your mind. When someone tells you a fact about somebody, that guy talks too much. That guy is a has a big ego. That guy's self-centered. Once you label a person as a certain type of person, very difficult to shake that out of your head. Very, very dangerous. And our biggest problem, I think, is the fact that we are exposed to, you know, I remember when Donald Trump originally, even when he lost, well, I don't know the years so much, anyone who's holding in 2019 or whenever it was, when 16. 2016, I remember I said, look where we have come. I'm not getting into his policies and what he's done, good or bad. I'm not getting into politics. But I'm just saying, to publicly put down another person in front of however many people are viewing, to publicly disgrace and embarrass and say negative things about other people, and that people are okay with that, definitely brings an insensitivity to all of us. So that was the halacha we just did. We should all be zocha, and then we'll talk about the next phase. We should all be zocha not to speak Lashon Hara, not to hear any Lashon Hara, and most importantly, the fact that we learned the halacha. That's all we got to do. We learned Lashon Hara means saying something that is true. Motzi Shemra means saying something that's not true, which is even worse than Lashon Hara. And then to believe a character default into someone is much more dangerous. Because the guy could say, okay, I could donim l'kafschus, I saw that guy do something. I saw him do something. I could excuse why he did it. Once you label a person, and you label a person to be a certain type of person, that's very dangerous. Okay, yes. Right, if anybody wants a purity of speech, that's why it was donated by Moshe Aretz. I actually just saw him last time I was in Lakewood at one of the weddings. He donated hundreds of these svarim. I told him I can't wait till we have to order another 200. Take one, take two. Do it for 5 minutes. It'll change your life. Yes, really. Right. Believing is another thing we'll talk about. Correct. Believing. Right? Correct. But it's hard not to believe, but 100%. Believing is already the second part. Yes. We're talking about the talker. 100%. Just believing. Just believing it. Believing whatever was said. That's already a problem to believe, but it's hard. It's hard. The Chafetz Chaim says the believer in a certain way makes it into real Lashon Hara, because before you believe it, you could say, I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's true. Right. Correct. Right. Correct. Correct. That's also correct. Very sensitive, truly. Very good. Right. Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. Right. Venting is not for now. Meaning. It could be for now, but I'm saying it's not a conversation for now. We'll talk about it in the Hilchos Lashon Hara. There are times where you are allowed to vent, and it's good to vent, and the Chafetz Chaim says it's helpful to vent. This way you don't talk, but you can't just use that as the Nish Shabbos Garet. I don't know if you guys grew up with that. Nish Shabbos Garet, so let's talk about business. I'm venting, so therefore I'm going to tell my whole room about Lashon Hara and tell them everything, because we just learned about venting. So you have to be very specific in when it comes to venting, who, how, when, etc. But yes, it is important to know about venting. Yes, Yehuda.
What about someone venting to you and you don't want to be like...
Right. That's a problem. That's part of the problem. Correct. Because the hilchus of the believer and the receiver of the venting is very specific. Good point. Okay, amazing. Let's begin. Here is the concept. Binyamin, please interject at any point. This is with the foundation that you are intrinsic value, a shtickle codependence, which means intrinsic value, which means Hashem loves you and you are beautiful, and that's why you are alive. If Rabba Munasecha, Moide Ani Lefanecha, you're alive, Hashem loves you, just like your children. Now, I say this all the time. Not all the time. I've said this many times. It could be my children will hear this, and it doesn't really apply so much, but I'm going to say it anyway. You love your children. You're going to love all of your children. You're going to love them naturally, all of your children. Your spouse is going to love all of your children. But then there is your children who are going to, I don't want to use the word you like them or you don't like them, but when a child is acting a certain way and a child is not acting the way you believe is good for the child, is healthy for the child, and the child is not actualizing everything, that could become frustrating for somebody. So of course Hashem loves us. That's the Binyamin principle. The Binyamin principle, and Binyamin, if I didn't say it enough, everyone is beautiful the way you are. That is not a contradiction to setting goals. It's not a contradiction to being a little bit tough on yourself, just like in the gym. If you're going to be in the gym and be like, yeah, dude, I'm all good. I look awesome just the way you are with your pot belly and your weakness and all of that, you're not going to get anywhere. Some of the motivation that comes when a person is going to the gym is, I don't like the way I look and I want to look better. And I dream one day to be somebody who feels awesome, who looks awesome, and who walks the walk and doesn't just talk the talk. As I've said many times, I try to preach what I practice. I don't try and practice what I preach. And I say that to everybody here. It's, yes, it is beautiful to say I'm perfect. I'm perfectly imperfect. That is true. But at the same time, especially now, in the beginning of a new year, in the beginning of any time for that matter, to be able to really try and tap in to your dreams. And this is what I'm going to talk about. Binyamin, am I okay so far? So far, so good. Okay. Like this. I want to separate it into dreams, goals, and then daily schedule. If you don't have dreams, I didn't say goals. I'm separating between dreams and goals. If you don't have dreams, I'm going to challenge you on that. Because you want to be a dreamer. And when I say dreamer, as you were a kid, I guarantee you, you daydreamed a lot. And you dreamed and you say, one day I'm going to have a house like this. And one day I'm going to have a wife like this. And one day I'm going to have a family. And I want my life to be like this. You got to learn to tap in to your dreams. You must first start with your dreams. What happens is most people start with their schedule, and this is where should comes in, and they live in the world of should. I should do this, I should do this. And what ends up happening is you actually don't even end up doing the things that you should do, and you for sure are not doing the things that you dream to do. I'm not talking about setting goals. I'm making a very big differentiation between goals, dreams. Let's put it into three categories. There's dreaming, there's goal setting, and then there's daily schedule. Dream is to look and say, I'm dreaming. And if you have trouble dreaming, we could start with that. Most people don't have all three of those categories set up correctly. Because if you have all three of those categories set up, you're going to be good to go. And it's a very good and important thing to have a checklist. I don't mean literally a checklist. Something to be able to fall back on to check yourself. I'll tell you why. Because you're going to have a bad day. We all have bad days. You're going to have a bad week because we all have bad weeks. You might even have a bad month. Sometimes that happens. And how am I going to check myself? The way I could check myself is I could go back and say, well, what are my goals? What's my dream? What's my schedule? What am I doing? And you're able to check yourself, as opposed to it just being that you are dependent on your mood and, oh, my Rebbe said this, my therapist said this, my rabbi said this, I heard this in the shir, I don't know if it's true, I'm not sure if it's true, it's hard to check. But if you're able to take a step back and you're able to look and be able to say, well, this was the dream that I had for this year, these were the goals that I had or the goal I had for this year, then you could fall back on that. Question, comments, please. Yes. What it means is it's a reality check. It's a reality check. Give the example of working out. If you're working out, is it true? I don't know. Is it true that if you follow, let's say, who's a workout coach? Shui? Simcha? Nisanal? Who? No, but for real. Simcha is? Simcha, let me ask you a question. I come to you, I want advice. Sorry for my back to you guys. I come to Simcha. And I say, Simcha, I want to be beast mode outside, okay? Is it true if I follow your regimen that that naturally will happen? Yes or no? No, I'm asking, is it true? Are you confident if you told somebody who came to you who is not as beast mode as you are looking, and he came to you, he was a regular, skinny, scrawny, okay guy.
Did he follow everything he said, Rebbe? 100%.
And he said, Simcha, do me a favor. Give me a...
That's where you're coming from also.
No, I'm saying, an 18-year-old, one of the guys here, comes and says, I want to look my muscles, my upper body, my this. Could you give me a regimen that 99% will... It's not about being humble. It's about saying whether it will happen or it won't happen. Will it happen that the guy will look better?
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Simcha. Thank you. Now, the same applies, as I've said this many times. If you want to be, let's talk about financially rich. We all want to be financially rich. I give everybody here a bracha, you should be financially rich.
Amen.
Beautiful. Now, there are two people you could learn how to be financially rich. I've said this many times. There are many people you could learn how to be financially rich from, but I always say that there are two people you can learn how to be financially rich from. Number one is from a guy who made a lot of money, and he says, follow my lead. And another way is from somebody who didn't make a lot of money and is actually not doing well financially, and you follow the opposite of everything he does. And I'm not saying that as a joke, but it's true. And that's why I say many times that either way you have to thank your parents. You got it already? Because if your dad was a great dad, you have to say thank you. And if your dad, in your opinion, was a terrible dad, you have to say thank you, because I'm going to do the exact opposite. So either way, you have to thank your parents. Isn't that a... Sorry, guys. But that's the truth. But that's the truth. That's good. You like that. That's good. By the way, Moshe Floor, amazing guy. Amazing guy. Amazing guy. Great addition. Nice, Moshe. I think we're going to have to start the shiur a little bit early, because every time... No, I'm being serious. Just because we're by 6:30, I'm saying, it's like, I feel it used to be an hour, right? So like this. So to answer Avi's question, this is how we got off on the trail a little bit. The way it works is like this. The same applies with internal things. If you have anxiety... All of us. Everybody has anxiety. If you have trauma from your stuff, we all have it. If you have insecurities, we all have it. If you are doubting yourself, we all have it. Welcome to planet Earth. Welcome to human beings, and welcome to growing up in Orthodox, ultra-Orthodox. If you grew up in an ultra-Orthodox family, I love Lakewood. Lakewood. You grow up in Muncie. I love Lakewood. You guys know that. I mean that. I love Lakewood. I love Muncie. I love it. You grew up in the system, in the regular stuff. You're going to have five towns. You're going to have extra, extra, extra. And especially if you come, the closer you are to the Holocaust generation, you're going to have everything that much more. Believe it or not, there's collective trauma. There's collective stuff that we all have. Now, just like Simcha. How old are you, Simcha? 20 years old. Just like Simcha is so confident. Just like Simcha is so confident to give you a regimen. So what happens is, if the guy wasn't listening and didn't have his chart following Simcha, and he's just going on his own, and he doesn't have a regimen, and doesn't say, wait one second. I'm having a bad day. I look in the mirror. I'm not looking the way I want to look. What was going to anchor the person, and what's going to ground you is, yeah, you're having a bad day, but did you do what it is that's going to help you get from point A to point B? And if the answer is yes, then you will get there. The problem is that we don't have that anchor to tell us. Meaning Chaim was lucky today that he got to experience, if I walk around myself, I'm going to actually tap into something that I don't really realize that I could tap into. If Chaim, and I'm just using Chaim as an example, not on any personal level. If somebody would make a goal, that my goal, one of my goals this year is to learn to not be so, feel so alone, feel so lonely. And one of the ways, if that's your dream, sorry, I said the word goal. If my dream is, I wish I didn't feel so lonely and feel so alone, and I'm going to get to a point, not when I'm married. Of course, when I'm married, that's going to help me also. But I really want to be able to be okay with myself. That's my dream. And then I know that if I spend time with myself every week, every day, whatever it might be, once in a while I learn to put my phone away. I learn to put away the impressing other people. And I learn to do that. And then I have my regimen a little bit. So when I have the bad day and I'm like, oh, I'm so lonely, I'm not getting anywhere, then it's very helpful, just to answer Avi's question, to look back and to ground yourself and say, I'm doing the things that I got to do. And then you could have someone who will tell you, like Simcha, you will get there. You will get there. I guarantee. And I think anyone who's here, who's been in this shir, who's come to this shir, as Zach by heart naturally quoted, authentic, sustainable happiness, right? I said he said it better than me, let alone emotional health. Yeah, go, Zach.
Comes from one's connection to reality, not his escape from it.
So I guarantee you that Zach, first of all, I know it to be true, but I guarantee you that Zach, by sitting here and trying to live in reality more. And Zach came to me last year after the war broke out. I remember we had such a deep conversation. And he made a decision of doing that was so powerful. And you see the fruits of the labor just a year later. I can guarantee everybody here, guaranteed, if you do the work, speak to Nisanel. Nisanel Devor, speak to someone who is so dedicated. He exudes. Okay, guys, I don't want you to be late for dinner. Everyone, we should all be zoche. Today's Sunday. The most, I would say, I'm going to give everybody a little bit of homework. A little homework. My homework for everybody is, let's start, maybe we'll continue tomorrow talking, let's start with the dreaming. Don't worry about your goals yet. Try and tap in as you go to sleep tonight. Go to sleep. Put your phone to the side. Give yourself some time to dream a little bit like you used to dream. Like you could dream. And if you have trouble dreaming, we'll talk about that also. Have an incredible first day of the rest of your life, everybody. Thank you.